Listen, Dara, as always, it's good to talk to you. Welcome back to the airwaves of Highland.
Thanks very much.
It seems to me, Dara, every time that I'm talking to you, you're cutting weight and you're in miserable form because it's something that you don't like at all, because we're just a few days out from the fight. So how is the form today with you at the minute?
Not much changed. Still hungry, but we're on the home straight now, the end's in sight, so I'm daydreaming about food, but I'm all right.
Yeah, well, listen, you're hungry for the food, but there's no doubt that you're still very keen and very hungry to extend this unbeaten run of yours, Dara.
Of course, get this one over me on Saturday now in 5-0. Of course, that's the first thing on my mind, and then I'll think about the food.
Yeah, well, listen, you went to 4-0 this year already when you won your first professional title. What was it like to claim your first pro belt, Dara?
It was brilliant. It's a milestone, of course, and it was nice to do it back in Clanmore. It's like, I had the bulk of my amateur career fighting with Clanmore, so it was nice to go back for a fight and, as you said, lift the belt, like, first pro title.
Yeah, and obviously it gives you a lift going into this next one on Bellator 299 at the weekend at the Three Arena. Tell us about your opponent, the Dutchman. Is it Jel Zegers, and what sort of sticky opposition is he going to be for you?
Yeah, he's a Dutch kickboxing. Dutch kickboxing style. He's probably the most aggressive opponent I've fought to date, I would imagine. He likes to come forward from the bell, and he throws a lot of hooks. He's got big power in his hands. I see he's got a lot of knockouts in his pro kickboxing career. I think he had a few knockouts as an amateur and pro. He's 2-2. As a professional MMA fighter, but he's a lot of knockouts between kickboxing and amateur days, Dana. So he is. I have to treat him with caution for sure.
Yep. Have you had to change your game in any sort of way to suit the opponent for this one from what you've done in your previous three Bellator fights to date?
No, I haven't really. I'm just going through each camp trying to improve my own game and not get too much drawn into my opponent. As long as I can keep improving and become more well rounded, then I should have the skills to deal with whoever I come up against. So
yeah.
I'm just focusing on myself more than I.
Yeah. Can you feel improvement within yourself, Dara?
Definitely, 100%. Like, it's one thing improving in the gym and being able to pull it off in sparring, but it's another then to show it on the night. And I feel like I haven't shown my improvements very well in my last three or four fights. So there's no reason now why I can't go out and give a good account to myself and show the improvements that I've been making over the last couple of years.
Yeah, you're obviously no stranger to the Three Arena. It's a fantastic venue for these sort of events, isn't it, Dara?
It's brilliant. Like, they say, although I think the French might have given us a run for the money there last week in the UFC, they say that Bellator, the Dublin shows, is the best atmosphere in the world in MMA. So, you can't get anywhere better, really, to start off your pro career. And I'm lucky enough now, it's my fourth fight in there. So that's brilliant.
You mentioned UFC. Obviously, talking to you previously, interviews, that's the ultimate. That's where you want to be. How far further down the road do you have to go before that dream becomes a reality for you, Dara? And what's it going to take?
Yeah, well, we just touched on with Bellator, I don't really know what's going on. If there's rumors that they were selling and folding, or I'm not too sure what's going on. But if that is the case, then the UFC is definitely my goal. I reckon maybe if I win on Saturday, another 3-4 wins, and I don't see why the UFC wouldn't be interested at that stage. So
yeah,
maybe just over a year.
If Bellator collapses, though, we don't know if that's going to happen or not. Does it make that route a wee bit more difficult for you to get to that 8 or 9-0?
I don't think so. I don't think it'll come into it all that much, to be honest.
Right. Okay. So, what's the other options then outside of Bellator, if it was to maybe happen that they're not going to be running a promotion anymore?
Outside of Bellator and outside of the UFC, there's a lot of big shows starting to come up through Europe. You have Octagon, which is a Czech Republic based promotion. You have KSW in Poland. And these organizations sell out football stadiums, you know, so there's right. there's a lot of options over there. I'll be able to get decent contracts through Europe before trying to go to the UFC. Yeah.
Obviously, you're looking to continue your journey this coming weekend and make it 5-0. Just on that fight again against your Dutch opponent Zegers, what sort of performances are going to have to take from you this weekend, Dara?
I think if I go in and I fight to the level I can, I think I'll run through him. But as I said, he's got big power in his hands. He's very aggressive. So I just need to stay switched on and don't get dragged into the fight he wants to have, Dino. Stick to the game plan, and there should be no reason why I shouldn't go in here and get him out of there.
Yeah, listen, as we're talking here, you're fighting away with the hunger and trying to cut weight. Mentally, how do you keep yourself so focused when you're hungry and you're trying to cut weight, obviously it affects the bodies and the mind in different ways. But during what is a time which fighters don't like, how do you mentally keep focused for the task at hand when your body's been starved of, I suppose, all these nutrients and energies, and it obviously has an effect on the head. So what does that?
Yeah, well, I used to fight at lightweight, which was 10 pounds heavier at 155 or 70 kg. And it was my decision to move back down to 66 kg or 145 pounds. And the reason I prefer it is because you sacrifice so much for the 10 or 11 weeks, like your food, you're hungry for 10 weeks. So that on top of putting your record on the line, your reputation, all the sacrifice for the hard training, I think you're literally sacrificing everything to make that reward of getting the win that bit better at the end of it. Also, I think everything that I sacrifice makes the win feel that much better. So I think that's what I did.
Yeah, yeah. What's the favorite meal then when all this is done and dusted?
Oh, geez, they'll be here a while. I'm craving pancakes and French toast anyway in the morning. I'm mostly like half a bucket of syrup.
Very good, very good. Listen, Dara, as always, it's good to catch up with you, and we wish you every success at the weekend as you continue in your journey and trying to make it to the UFC. And well, hopefully, we'll be speaking over the weekend after what will be your fifth professional one.
Yeah, thanks very much for having me on, Ossie.